There is inspiration in the sky. In just a glance, we take in a canopy of blue or the endless black of a night sky studded with stars. There is inspiration in knowing that every day we get a little closer to the universe that beckons and intrigues us. I'm Joe Palca, and I'd like to introduce you to NPR American Chronicles, Exploring Space. The stories in this collection are extraordinary. The first satellite to orbit the Earth, America's answer to Sputnik, the first manned space capsule to slingshot around the moon, men on the moon, the Mars rovers on Mars, and a not completely imaginary elevator into space. Here we make the acquaintance of men and women who possess a far-flung optimism. Can we make it off the launch pad? How soon? Can we rocket into outer space and return safely? When can we return? These are explorers, inventors, scientists, and role models, and it is a true pleasure to share these stories of their pioneering spirit. So, you want to be an astronaut? Well, it appears that many of us are still holding out for that job offer from NASA. In 2011, the folks at Morning Edition put out a call to aspiring astronauts just as the space shuttle program was wrapping up. Trish Dardeen called in to tell her story. In 1970, she was 8 years old, growing up in Long Island. She volunteered herself and her dad to join the Apollo 13 mission.
So I wrote to NASA, and then NASA wrote back, and it was from the head of NASA. And basically the letter said, you know, we got your request to accompany us on Apollo 13. That flight is sort of booked, but we'll definitely consider you and your dad for flights to Mars.
Hope springs eternal. Years later, as she was cleaning out her parents' house, Trish Dardeen found the letter she had written to NASA in her father's briefcase.
He had actually intercepted.